We're joined on the line this morning by John Budkowski from the North Ridgeville Corn Festival Committee. He's been doing that for a number. Now, John, this would have been the week, right?
That's correct. Yep, this would have been the 46th annual Corn Festival.
But the world had other plans, and so as with many festivals, things being canceled, you still thought you need to celebrate corn. And I guess coming up tonight, you've got a distribution. Talk a little bit about this. Now, you did one last week, right?
That's correct, yes.
So what's the process for this?
Well, the process is real simple. People drive down to the Shady Drive baseball complex in North Ridgeville, which is right off of Sugar Ridge Road, approximately a half a mile west of State Route 83, and stay in their car, drive back to the complex. We're at the last pavilion, and basically they roll down their window, and we give each car a half dozen ears of corn in a bag.
How did this idea come about? Or when did it sort of decide, hey, we should do this?
Well, several weeks ago, the committee was talking that, we're very sad that we couldn't have the Corn Festival this year because of the pandemic. And we thought that there, would be an interesting way of keeping our friends that normally come to the Corn Festival in mind by having a free corn distribution. So we basically went to Fenix Farms in Elyria, where we normally get our corn from, and said, hey, we'd like to have a free corn distribution. So we basically are buying the corn from Fenix and decided to give it away to the people that normally come to the festival as kind of a thought that, we're thinking of them in this pandemic, and figured this would be a neat way of doing that.
John, how did the previous pickup go? Did it go smoothly as you expected?
Yes, it did. And the only change that we decided to make, because, again, as you know, we always try to improve things we do, is we thought that if we were to make the corn distribution an hour earlier, instead of starting at 6:30, we thought we'd start at 5:30 and go to 7:30, we might be able to catch more people on their way home from work so that they could pick the corn up and maybe even have it for supper that night.
Again, this is going on at the North Ridgeville Shady Drive Park Complex off of Sugar Ridge Road. And then basically it's sort of a line of cars, and they come by one area where you'll then, be handing it to them through the window? Or what's the process for
that?
Yeah,
that's correct. And, again, we're doing a safe distribution. We're asking the people to stay in their cars. We have our Corn Festival mascots available. They're basically waving. As you know, they don't talk. They don't speak, but they do wave to the people. And the Corn Festival committee members basically are masked. And, we wear gloves, and basically people don't have to get out of the car. They just, follow the line, get the corn, and then leave the complex. And it worked very smooth last Thursday, and we're hoping that tonight and Thursday run equally smooth.
I see your mascots are wearing masks as well, too, just to...
That's correct. Yeah, we've got to convey the right message, and we thought the mascots can do that to help us... spread the word that, wear your masks.
Absolutely. And it's just the, people think about the Corn Festival. It's kind of a timeline for them. And then it's a certain time of summer coming in August. And with the harvest for the corn as well, it's just a reminder that the Corn Festival will be back next year, right?
That's correct. We're already planning for it.
What goes into that, John? Where do you start? Do you go back and contact vendors you've had to look for some new entertainment maybe?
Yes. Typically, many of the vendors that come to the Corn Festival basically want to make sure that they can get a spot at the next festival, so they will basically apply right after the festival is over. We always try to improve, and as you know, it's free admission, free entertainment, and free parking. So we start working diligently trying to find, new entertainment that would be of interest to the people and new activities for the people to have some fun while they're at the festival.
I need to name drop here because Gary Lewis just turned, I think, 81 in the past week. And he was one of my favorite performers at the Corn Festival some years ago.
Yes, he was a blast, especially when he was... playing the piano, and the piano starts on fire, and it brought a lot of laughs and claps to the audience.
I don't know that Gary Lewis was known for his pyrotechnics, Craig. Did I miss something here?
Well, that had to do with he was playing the song Great Balls of Fire.
Oh, okay. I understand that now. there's a lot going on. People are still trying to figure out just sort of how to do any kind of celebrations or whatever, and just kind of getting a little bit of taste, no pun intended, or maybe a pun, for the Corn Festival. Again, the distribution today, and then again on Thursday. It gets underway at 5:30. You just be driving up to the Shady Park Drive Complex. Follow the mascots, follow the cones, and look for the corn. And what are we getting? How many corn are we getting?
You're getting a half dozen ears of corn, six ears of corn in a bag. And again, we want to caution the people that we've got 200 bags of corn to distribute. And again, this is corn that was picked today. But once the corn is gone, it's gone for the distribution. So if they miss out tonight, they can come back on Thursday.
Sounds good. We appreciate calling us, getting the word out, letting everybody know, and it's just another way for them to remember the North Ridgel, the Corn Festival. This is the year, the week that it would have been, but. Looking forward to next year. John, one more thing, John. Are you involved with any of these roundabout decisions going on in North Ridgeville?
No, I'm not. I'm not involved with them, but totally support the roundabout idea. The original roundabout, actually, my wife had that idea, probably 25 years ago. But that was a little premature, I guess, because people didn't subscribe to the idea. The roundabout that went in on Mills in 83 seems to be very successful. Traffic moves smoothly, and we're happy to see that that was able to come about, no pun intended, but it looks like there's a second one in the works now.
Yep, and it's one of those things just to make traffic safer, but any kind of times, communities grow, and they have to work with the infrastructure as well, but it was just interesting to see how that's kind of changed a little bit. But, as your wife knows, politics, government runs slow. They got to make sure everything works out. So you can come up with an idea, and it takes a while to get things to come through. Much like the corn, right?
You gotta plan
and let it go. John, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.